Well, there's been plenty of big races around Donegal in the last year or so, and some more extreme than others. And coming down the track shortly, we will have SAM. Sam, yes, it's the Swap Around Marathon. And if you're up for a serious challenge, you could well be very interested in this. It's on Saturday, September the 9th. Let's find out a little bit more about it. Sean McFadden is one of the key driving forces behind it, one of the organisers, and Mary Lynch as well, who has competed in some of the big races. Sean, we'll start with you, the Donegal Swap Around Marathon. The name suggests, in some ways, obviously it's not all one discipline, so tell us a little bit about it.
Yes, Chris, it's something different. We're trying to change it around from adventure racing and stuff like that. So we've called it the Donegal Swap Around Marathon. So you've got three marathon distances. So you have to cycle one. For one, you have to be in a team of two men, two women, or a mixed team. And then you have to challenge yourself to swap around and every 5K. But the first challenge is it's a two-up time trial for 26 miles. Then the second marathon is one person runs 5K and the other person cycles 5K, and you swap every 5K for that marathon the whole way back to the start. And then the third marathon is a two-up time trial again. So it's just something different. You know, some people was on to me that, like, you know, they're afraid of water, or they're not good kayakers, or they're not good swimmers and stuff like that. So we thought, wait, how do we make an endurance race and taking them two disciplines out of it? And this is what we've come up with.
Wouldn't be like you to come up with a challenge now. So let's look at the course. First of all, it's down, for those people who may be vaguely familiar, sort of the Cranford direction, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's down in Cranford. It's called the GV Loop. It's one of my favourite loops for years. I used to race on it. I remember going there briefly maybe 10 or 15 years ago when Joe Barr was at his prime. We raced around it, and it's been an icon over the years for different races like the Ulster Championships and different things, and MAD and Hugh Hunter used to organise his race, and it's a beautiful part of the world, you know. So that's the loop it's going to be. It starts at the Logues of Cranford and it goes into Milford, down into Kerrykeel, down into Tammany and over the Fannett Bridge and back to Logues of Cranford again. So that's the loop that it's on, and you know, get a good day, and the scenery down around there is just fantastic, you know.
Now, sitting alongside you, we have the Usain Bolt of Donegal. Maybe you can introduce him to our listeners.
Yeah, well, to me, the Usain Bolt of Donegal, you know, he's been unbeatable for this last couple of years, and he's won the race. He's won coast to coast. He's won MAD. He's won a lot of other stuff, and he's going to show his hand now in the Dublin City Marathon just for a warm-up. As far as I'm concerned, he's probably going back to retain his title in the race.ie next year, and believe you me, it's going to take a brave man to beat him, and the man is Marty Lynch.
Well, Marty, you're always up for a challenge, and you know, at the end of the day, it's all part of the adrenaline rush as well. This is something new and something no doubt you're eagerly looking forward to.
Well, it's something different, and in my eyes, it's something that hasn't been tried before, really, and well, something that's new, like, you know, it'll bring a wee bit of interest, you know, for people that are training most weeks anyway. So that's something different, really. Biking and running together without your usual kayaking. So that'll be different for me now, but I'm definitely up for the challenge now.
It's amazing over the last 3 or 4 years just how many of events like this have really materialized, and particularly a lot of people who may have just been solely runners or solely on the bike and mixing all the different disciplines.
Well, that's popular now. It's very popular now, mixed events. Like, that's the ones I enjoy the most myself. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people getting into it, as Sean said there about the adventurism. This is just another challenge for people, really. And to me, and on paper, when I'm looking at it, like, it's doable for most people, like, that are training a couple of days a week. Like, plus, the people then want to try and maybe race it and do as good a time as they can. Like, so it's kind of there. It's there for both people, like, from what I can see.
Now, important to emphasise that this is a team event. As Sean has mentioned, there are teams of two. It could be two men, two women. It could be mixed. Do you think it'll be usually a case of two people maybe of a similar ability, or can it be one person who would be quite a bit better than the other and it might really bring on the weaker person?
No, well, it wouldn't really matter. You're only really going as good as your weakest person in the team anyway. And like, your key is then not to burden other person, and to try and get it through together as strong as you can. Because, you know, it's a three-lap race. Look, it doesn't sound easy, but I'm sure, you know, a wee bit of training, most people could get through it. But again, if you want to race it, you're going to have to get two people as strong as each other, really, to be honest with you. That's my age, anyway.
And just to recap again, your own running over the last few years, how did you really get involved, and what has driven you to take part in so many extreme events?
Well, I suppose just started off smaller adventures, really, and it just grew a bit, grew, and I found out I was better at the longer ones, and that's how it started, really. I love a challenge. I love training. I love dedicating 6 months to something and then going, putting your toe to the line, and you know what you're ready, and you can give it as good a go as you can.
And we're lucky to live in a county that, with such diversity out there and so many beautiful routes, that Donegal has become a bit of a capital of the alternative event.
Yeah, oh, definitely, that's for sure. We have it all here, to be honest with you. And as Sean said about the loop, you know, that's my training background. I use that loop once, twice a week. Put a few bit of extra miles on it as well. But as I say, Michelle and Hugh Calls and the Mulford AC and Peter O'Donnell and Michael McHugh and Brian Doherty and Mark Scott, we all trained for the race. And that was a loop that we used constantly. So it is great on a great day. Even on a bad day, it's even nice. So it's worth a try for people to come and to give it a go.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Going back to Sean, the Donegal Swap Around Marathon, Saturday, September the 9th is when it's taking place. And you've been able to secure some pretty good prize money as well.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. We've got a few sponsors on board. There's €1,200 in prize money, and there will be medals as well. And it'll be €400 per team to win, whoever wins the men's team or the mixed team or the women's team. So hopefully that'll maybe bring in an attraction to the event.
How many people would you expect to take part? I mean, the fact that it's new and there's so many other events on, it won't be easy to get big numbers, but it's important to get it off the ground, and who knows, it could become an annual event.
Yeah, well, that's it. You have to try these events to see if they're going to work out. You look at the 5-5-5, you look at the beast that's just been passed there. You look at, all adventurous. You might have 30 or 40 the first year, and then once you get your name out there with a success, and people look at it and think, well, geez, I might be able to do that next year, or I can train for that next year. And to be honest with you, Chris, it's very hard to get a slot in Donegal at the moment, because Donegal is a playground for adventurous, and I go cycling a lot in Spain, and cycling in Spain is like a playground for cyclists. But at the minute, Donegal is probably one of the biggest. It's on the map worldwide now for adventurous and around Donegal. Because it's just phenomenal, the hills, the scenery, the challenge, the roads, the mountains, everything. So trying to get a slot wasn't easy, and we threw it out there for the 9th of September. And listen, we'll see how it goes, and hopefully it will be an annual event, and fingers crossed it'll be there next year. But there's that much going on. People saying, well, it might not work this month, it might not work that month. There's not a good month in Donegal because the county is so competitive at the moment.
And whilst it's primarily local people, we are getting a few people from further afield, and as each person from Britain or continental Europe or America or wherever discovers one of these events, word of mouth is great, and they all seem to be growing. And if you look already at the calendar for 2018, you've touched on it there. I mean, there's people looking and planning out each weekend. There's so much on, and it's great for the county, and it's also generating income as well.
Oh, with no doubt at all. The race.de, the 555, the beast, it's great money, in the county. Even last weekend, we had a massive youth tour in Churchill with 220 cyclists. you know, we took it from Kiltanaha a couple of years ago, and the revenue that that has took in. So, you know, we're very lucky to live in a good county, and we're proud of the county. And, you know, it's great that it's on our doorstep. And these races are on our doorstep, because I remember myself still on and Marty before talking about adventure races away, and it's costly to go to them because you're getting flights and bikes and stuff like that. Now we've got all these on our own doorstep. All we have to do is train. And it's on our back door to train on the courses, you know, so it's fantastic for us.
So just to recap, the Donegal Swap Around Marathon, Saturday, September the 9th. If somebody wants to find out more, what's the best avenue to go on? And just give us sort of the start time and the expected sort of time for finishing, etc.
Yeah, well, the Donegal Swap, when we have there's a Facebook page out there. It's been shared and it's been moved about a good bit there. And I suppose contact myself, Sean McFadden, or Duck O'Donnell or Peter McLean that's involved in this, and go on the Facebook page and sort of send us a message. And it is on the 9th of September. We haven't got a start time yet. We're waiting to see the numbers that sign up, and there is a few already, but we're hoping for a few more. And there will be a briefing night the night before down in Logues, because we're based in Logues at Cranford, and that's where the refreshments, and that's where it's going to start and finish down there. So the best way is probably just to go on the Facebook page and have a look at it and see what you think. And any messages or any queries, just contact us, and we'll answer them if we're able.